高三英语高考练习十五。
1. Listening Comprehension. Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. Conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and question about it, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. For this Christmas, I got a gift from Nancy. How about you, Linda?
You did? I've got one present from Chris, but nothing from Nancy or Irene.
Question. From whom did the woman receive Christmas gift?2. The department store's annual sale starts on December 20th, and it will last for a full 10 days.
So late! This year's annual sale starts 5 days later than last year's.
Question. When did last year's annual sale start? 3. How would you like it, ma'am?
Ice the cake and write Happy Birthday on top.
Question. Where does this conversation most probably take place? 4. Has John got used to everything in his new job?
Well, he was just transferred here, and don't you think he needs more time?
Question. What does the woman mean?5. What a wonderful game with Cannes School. But how disappointing that we finally lost it.
But no one can say that. Cannes didn't deserve it.
Question. What does the woman think of the result of the game? 6. There's a TV show about healthy dieting tonight.
If it's not about the job report I'm busy with right now, I'm not interested at all.
Question. What is the woman probably doing now? 7. Do you know the new restaurant in the neighborhood is opening next week?
I can hardly wait to try the food there.
Question. What does the woman mean?8. It's high time parents paid attention to early education.
I can't agree with you more, although many parents still can't realize the importance of it.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation? 9. Can you drive us to the medical center tomorrow?
I called the garage just now, and they told me that they can't have my car fixed till the day after tomorrow.
Question. What does the woman imply?
10. Mr. Gates, there was a Miss James calling in for you this morning, saying it's about your son.
Thanks, Jane. Jack must be making trouble in school again.
Question. What's probably Miss James? 2. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages and 1 longer conversation, and you'll be asked several questions on each of them. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the question will be spoken only once.When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
In January last year, just as suddenly, the boss of the green planting company where I worked died in a car accident.His family decided to close the business down. Everything looked sad to me at that time. I had to read newspapers to search for work every day. Then one morning, as I was hanging out the notice out of business, the door opened and a lady came in. She was a company manager whose company had just moved into the new office park near my company. She was looking for plants for her offices. "I don't know anything about plants," she said. "I'm sure in a few weeks they'll all be dead." While I was helping her, my mind was running. I knew that many companies had recently opened offices in the new office park, and many more were yet to come. Naturally, they would all need plants. And I had worked in this planting company for more than 10 years, and I was familiar with almost everything of the business. Why not open a business of my own? I decided to turn my ideas into action, and by the end of that week, I had already signed contracts with 5 companies to order plants for me. My business is now increasing rapidly, and there are 10 people working under me. Someday, I hope to be the proud owner of the largest planting company in the city.
Now listen again, please.
In January last year, just as suddenly, the boss of the green planting company where I worked died in a car accident. His family decided to close the business down. Everything looked sad to me at that time. I had to read newspapers to search for work every day. Then one morning, as I was hanging out the notice out of business, the door opened and a lady came in. She was a company manager whose company had just moved into the new office park near my company. She was looking for plants for her offices. "I don't know anything about plants," she said. "I'm sure in a few weeks they'll all be dead." While I was helping her, my mind was running. I knew that many companies had recently opened offices in the new office park, and many more were yet to come. Naturally, they would all need plants. And I had worked in this planting company for more than 10 years, and I was familiar with almost everything of the business. Why not open a business of my own? I decided to turn my ideas into action, and by the end of that week, I had already signed contracts with 5 companies to order plants for me. My business is now increasing rapidly, and there are 10 people working under me. Someday, I hope to be the proud owner of the largest planting company in the city.
Questions 11. What was the speaker doing when a customer came in one day?
What did the customer's words remind the speaker of?
13. What is the speaker's hope for the future?
14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
Solar energy is only available about half the time we need it during daylight. For the sun to become a major power provider for human needs, there has to be an efficient way to save it up for use during nighttime and stormy days. Most such efforts have focused on storing and recovering solar energy in the form of electricity, but the new finding by MIT scholars could provide a highly efficient method for storing the sun's energy through a chemical reaction and releasing it later as heat. The key to enabling long-term stable storage of solar heat, the team said, is to store it in the form of a chemical change rather than storing the heat itself. But heat will disappear over time, no matter how good the material around it is. So the team set up a chemical storage system that can keep the energy in a stable chemical state. When exposed to sunlight, the energy can stay that way for long periods. Then, when caused by a very specific temperature or something else, the energy returns to their original shape, giving off heat in the process. Such chemically based storage materials, known as solar thermal fuels, STF, have been developed before, but those earlier efforts were designed to be used in liquid solutions and not able to make durable, solid-state films. The new approach is the first based on a solid-state material, in this case on a polymer, and the first based on inexpensive materials and widespread production technology.
Now listen again, please.
Solar energy is only available about half the time we need it, during daylight. For the sun to become a major power provider for human needs, there has to be an efficient way to save it up for use during nighttime and stormy days. Most such efforts have focused on storing and recovering solar energy in the form of electricity, but the new finding by MIT scholars could provide a highly efficient method for storing the sun's energy through a chemical reaction and releasing it later as heat. The key to enabling long-term stable storage of solar heat, the team said, is to store it in the form of a chemical change rather than storing the heat itself. But heat will disappear over time, no matter how good the material around it is. So the team set up a chemical storage system that can keep the energy in a stable chemical state. When exposed to sunlight, the energy can stay that way for long periods. Then, when caused by a very specific temperature or something else, the energy returns to their original shape, giving off heat in the process. Such chemically based storage materials, known as solar thermal fuels, STF, have been developed before, but those earlier efforts were designed to be used in liquid solutions and not able to make durable, solid-state films. The new approach is the first based on a solid-state material, in this case on a polymer, and the first based on inexpensive materials and widespread production technology.
Questions 14. According to the passage, what can the polymer film do?
According to the passage, what is STF based on?
What is the passage mainly about? Questions 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Hey Tom, I wonder if you can help me. I have been so busy sightseeing these days, and I haven't done any shopping. Now it's almost the end of my tour, and I'm leaving tomorrow. I need to buy some presents for my family members, but I don't know where to get them.
I'm glad to be of any help. Do you have anything particular in mind?
Well, I need to buy a warm sweater for my mother so that she can wear it in winter. My sister likes cosmetics, and then maybe some wine for my brother.
Can we stop for a moment so I can tell you where you may get these things? Have you got a map there? Well, there's a scorched whale shop here on the left side as you go down Regent Street from the hotel you are staying. They have all kinds of sweaters and skirts and...
Oh, skirts! That's what I want for myself. I love those skirts. And do they also sell socks? I'd like to buy some too.
I'm not sure. But there is a sock shop on the opposite side of the street, in fact. Now, as to cosmetics...
No, I've changed my mind. I think a book for my sister and a disc for my brother may be better. Can I get those near Piccadilly?
Oh, yes. There is Big Disc Shop. And not too far from there, you will find a good selection of books at Harcher's.
Oh, I see. Well, that's about everything then. Thank you, Tom. Now let's go to have a cup of coffee first. My treat.
Now listen again, please.
Hey Tom, I wonder if you can help me. I have been so busy sightseeing these days, and I haven't done any shopping.
Now it's almost the end of my tour, and I'm leaving tomorrow. I need to buy some presents for my family members, but I don't know where to get them.
I'm glad to be of any help. Do you have anything particular in mind?
Well, I need to buy a warm sweater for my mother so that she can wear it in winter. My sister likes cosmetics, and then maybe some wine for my brother.
Can we stop for a moment so I can tell you where you may get these things? Have you got a map there? Well, there's a Scorch Whale shop here on the left side as you go down Regent Street from the hotel you are staying. They have all kinds of sweaters and skirts and...
Oh, skirts. That's what I want for myself. I love those skirts. And do they also sell socks? I'd like to buy some too.
I'm not sure, but there is a sock shop on the opposite side of the street, in fact. Now, as to cosmetics...
No, I've changed my mind. I think a book for my sister and a disc for my brother may be better. Can I get those near Piccadilly?
Oh, yes. There is Big Disc Shop, and not too far from there, you will find a good selection of books at Harcher's.
Oh, I see. Well, that's about everything then. Thank you, Tom. Now let's go to have a cup of coffee first. My treat.
Questions. 17. What was the woman doing these days?
Eighteen. What does the woman want the man to do?
19. What does the woman want to buy for herself?
20. What is the woman going to do after the conversation?